From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Laos, site of the 28th meeting of the Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi will take part Wednesday in the 14th ASEAN-India Summit and participate in Thursday's East Asia meeting in Vientiane. In a speech Tuesday, President Obama reaffirmed the long-term interests of continued U.S. engagement in the region.
America's interest in the Asia-Pacific is not new. It's not a passing fad. It reflects fundamental national interests. And in the United States, across the political spectrum, there's widespread recognition that the Asia-Pacific will become even more important in the century ahead, both to America and to the world.
Addressing hundreds in the Lao National Cultural Hall, Mr. Obama explained how deeply the U.S. has become involved in the region during his two terms in office.
We strengthened our alliances with our new defense guidelines. Japan and the United States will do even more together to uphold regional security. We've expanded our collaboration with the Republic of Korea, including on missile defense to counter North Korean threats. With our U.S. Marines now rotating through Australia, we can respond even faster to regional challenges. And with our new access agreement with the Philippines, our militaries are closer than they've been in decades.
And he said the U.S. expects to deepen ties in economic relations, participate in environmental and terrorism issues, and re-engage with former enemies like Vietnam. European Union observers in Gabon say there was an obvious anomaly in election results that showed President Ali Bongo defeating challenger Jean Ping narrowly in the August 27 ballot. The EU mission questioned the tally in a Bongo stronghold where he won 95% of the vote from a 99% turnout when less than 50% of voters cast ballots nationwide. Official results show Mr. Bongo winning by that razor-thin margin of about 5,000 votes. The opposition has charged fraud. This is VOA News.